What's up? It's your girl Tierra, aka T, your wine diva. And I want to invite you to go ahead and text at Wine Diva to 81010 for some surprise and delights. That's at Wine Diva to 81010. Now enjoy the show. Doing today. I hope you're having a beautiful Thirsty Thursday. This Thirsty Thursday is super, super special. I'm super excited because I have my beautiful life and business coach, Virginia Schauer, here with me today. And we are going to talk a little bit about alignment, your body, your soul, your business, and getting all of that good stuff in alignment so you can have a rocking 2020 and just slay your business and have a great time and easeful time doing it. So if you don't know who I am, I am Tierra, aka T, your wine diva. And here's the tea with my coach V. So V, can you please introduce yourself?
Oh my gosh. I love when Tierra sings. Well, thank you so much, Tierra, for having me on tonight. I'm so excited to be here. Yes, my name is Virginia Schauer, and I am a social soul coach and also a coach for coaches. I have a coaching certification program where I help coaches align themselves and become masters in their own genius and their own focus in their coaching practice. And I'm also the founder and creator of the Speaksy app, where we make it easy to speak when you tap into your truth. We're all about connecting your soul to your business, your soul to your body, and getting your soul even deeper connected to your life. I was hearing a little echo. Do I need to kick down my feed maybe? Was it that? You didn't hear it?
I'm not hearing it.
Oh, good. Oh, perfect. Good. Perfect. So yeah, that's who I am. A little bit about me. It's been a ride, hasn't it?
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. I love it. I love it. So can you talk a little bit about how you became a coach and, you know, got the Social Soul Tribe started?
I became a coach when people started asking me questions about how I was doing what I was doing. And so it was like a natural evolution for me. It was a thing where I was leading. And then I started my group coaching practice. And then from there, I offered one-on-one coaching and people started like just getting one-on-one coaching with me. It was really fun. And I've been a teacher for 12 years. So I'm a high school teacher. And so I've been teaching and I am hearing feedback on my end. Let me turn down my feed maybe. Here we go. I'm learning this thingy because I'm used to just going without it. But
yeah.
So really, I've been a coach for a long, long time teaching high school students. I love teaching and I love coaching high school students. I've been teaching theater for, God, like 15 years. I'm not that old.
No way.
But in the process, it's kind of cool. In the process, I was the mentor. I was the person that coached kiddos into what they were going to major in college and talk them through their first auditions and talk them through their first even job interviews at Sonic or whatever, you know, whatever field they were going into. I coached them along the way. And so it was kind of a natural progression for me into coaching, becoming a teacher and becoming a certified secondary and post-secondary teacher. You really have to learn the ropes as a coach because that's who you are to those students.
That is amazing. So how did you become a coach to coaches?
Coach to coaches. Well, I love what I realized is that I was getting coaches into my private practice. Like coaches were coming to me and asking me questions. And so I was just answering those questions. And again, it was just this kind of like natural evolution of, and I really loved it. I really, I like my, my specialty. I love teaching the teacher. I love teaching the coach, the person who already has a belief in positive psychology, already is in the practice of their self-love, already is in alignment for success in their business, already has like understands the undercurrent of the power that we have within ourselves to change. And so it was natural fit for me to be able to coach coaches because I love working with the advanced. That's where my power is really working with the advanced student, the person who wants to get better at what they're already doing, not necessarily where they they're starting out, but they already have a practice and they want to get better at it. And so I just found I've loved it. And so you know how it is, Tierra, like you love something and you attract more and more and more of that in.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And speaking of attraction, it seems like you've basically attracted your entire business and it kind of came to be. So can you talk a little bit more about like alignment for how do we get into alignment for our own businesses?
The first thing I say is just jump out there and do what excites you. The level, the vibration of excitement is a attraction magnet. When you get excited about something and you can come on live video and you can just like start just going at whatever you're excited about, people love that feeling and love that momentum. And when they see that in you, they want more of it and more of it and more of it. And when you follow your excitement, you actually follow the path of the soul. The path of the soul is with the excitement. And so even though it seems like to outsiders, it may seem that you're flaky going from one thing to another, like you're like hopping and going and going and going. If you stay focused and you don't look back and say, I'm flaky, you actually find your path because eventually each thing, it's like the soul and the universe conspire together to leave you breadcrumbs along the path. And you're picking up these breadcrumbs one by one. Ooh, that's tasty. Ooh, that's tasty. Ooh, that's tasty, right? One by one by one. And eventually you get to the main course and you're loving it and you never want to leave it. That's how you find it. And that's how I found my path is that I let go of something that I was doing for a long time. I was doing one thing for a really long time and I loved it, but I fell out of the passion of it and it wasn't fun anymore. And so I had to let go of it in order to find my fun again. And so I found something that was really fun. I mean, like I was having a blast at it and it was a huge success, like huge success at it. It was so much fun. But then I realized that's not really my soul's calling. Mm-hmm. So then I went to the next thing and I was like, okay, I'm really good at this business thing. I'm really good at taking social media and doing it organically. I'm really good at also helping people get into ease and alignment piece of the puzzle. So I'm going to put those two things together and I'm going to make a business out of it. And sure enough, I used the techniques that I learned techniques that I learned from three different places, put them all together, and I was like, this is my business. And so I just ran with it. And in running with it, I found you. I found Rolga. I found Teresa. I found Julie. I found Joanne. I found Angela. I found Dustin. I found all of these beautiful souls along the way that were true leaders. And this is the key, guys. If you're trying to build a team, if you're trying to build a team and you're doing your best to lead, the best thing you can do is help your leaders tap into their genius. And when you do, they feel it. When you can allow them to tap into their genius, you know what I'm saying? There's a linking of arms there that never goes away. And that is how you create true tribe. You see the genius in your people before they see it in themselves. That's how you create tribe.
I love that.
And that is my specialty. So if I could say, I help people see the genius in themselves. And then I help people, once they see the genius of themselves, create more geniuses. So I teach them through the coaching program. I teach them how to tap into other geniuses and collect and be able to, you know, allow this. I mean, that's what we're here on this planet, is to tap into our genius, tap into the core of who we are in order to, you know, up spiral the planet. What better job is that? Is there than that, right?
No better job. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful space to be. So in thinking about like where you are now, if you like think about yourself like 5 years ago, what would you tell 2014 Virginia? And this question is from Angela K. Witchy tread member.
2014, I created my first course. Ooh. In Kajabi. It was on a morning soul routine. Mm-hmm. I did all the videos. I uploaded them. It went nowhere. I had this like standstill point where I didn't know how to really launch it. And I didn't like paid ads and all of this other stuff. Like I really didn't understand how to launch it. And so it died. And I was paying like $100 and some a month for Kajabi. I had no business. I was working my network marketing company, but I knew there was something else different for me. But yeah. I wanted to do that. And so in 2014, when I had to give that up and I was working as a high school teacher, I was probably in my sixth or seventh year of high school teaching. I was really down on myself. Mm. And it was really hard. And so I would tell myself, just wait. You're not done yet. And you're going to create the magic. It's just breathe. Mm. I worked too hard. I was pushing too hard. Actually, within that year, I came down with an autoimmune disease that gave me a palsy over my whole left side of my face. And actually, I saw double. Like I started seeing double within that year. And it was all because I was pushing too hard. And I literally, by the universe, by the grace of God, that it told me, you need to take it easy. Mm. And so just wait. I love that, Angela. It's going to get better and better and better.
Just wait. Find the ease and the flow. Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah. So at that time, did you have a coach that you were working with one-on-one?
Actually, I did. Mm-hmm. I did have a coach, a really great coach, actually. And he, I met with him weekly, and he talked to me about goal setting. He was very much alignment. And within that year, I think it was 2015, I aligned with another mentor that taught me the ease piece of the puzzle. Mm-hmm. That really changed things for me. But I believe having a coach will allow you to make leaps and bounds 20 times faster than you would without a coach.
Oh, yes.
I think I would be still, I mean, I know for a fact I would be still stuck if I didn't invest in my coach.
100% agree. There's one thing to be said for like, you know, you might want to like watch videos. There's a lot of information out there, and one, it may or may not be the best information for you. And so having that personal touch and being able to work one-on-one with something there, like someone, there's nothing like it. Like when you're trying to piecemeal something from over here and something from over here and trying to see if it aligns with what you're feeling, and without having someone to discuss it with and really guide you along that path, you know, it makes it so much harder.
Oh, girlfriend, like, I am the queen of free. I was the queen of free, and I would listen to podcasts every single day, like get my free podcasts every single day back in 2014, 15. I would just consume everything I could. And it really, I'm telling you, it really wasn't until I started investing in my business with something that has strategy in steps, because piecemealing it together, you're getting the bits and pieces, but you're not getting the order of what it needs to go in. And then having the personal touch as a coach, good Lord, you know, coaches are so expensive out there.
Ooh, and, yeah.
You know, there's nothing like a good economical coach that will get you there. And there's nothing like paying premium for coaches as well. Like, mm-hmm. I believe in both. I believe in having something, you know, when you're first starting, having that coach that's going to be there that is getting you through economically, because we all know that when you first start, you start with zero. And then you got to go. I mean, you got to lose money before you make money. That's just the way it is. You got to circulate it. And the better word rather than lose is circulating the money. If you're holding your money tight and not spending any money on your business, then no money is going to flow back to your business, because it's a reciprocal process. It's a circular energy. Mm-hmm. And so for me, like, the giving to a coach was the best one. The best investments that I have made in my coaching practice, one-on-one. There's nothing like it.
Nothing like it. So to get the most out of your coaching sessions, like, what do you recommend as, like, a client, I guess, is probably the best word.
Yeah.
Like, as someone that's going into a coaching session, what should we have ready to like, go, and what should we, like, bring to the table?
Well, first of all, coaching is a co-creation process. Mm. When you come to a coaching session, you should always be prepared with your own ideas. If you're going to a coaching session expecting them to tell you exactly what to do with all the things, then you're actually not getting coaching, you're getting consulting. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference between those two words, consulting and coaching. Coaching is a co-creation process. Consulting is when somebody comes in and observes what you got and gives you all of the ideas. But the problem with consulting is that it doesn't actually exercise your own muscles of creativity. And so you're always going to be dependent on that consultant. You're never going to feel like you are empowered enough to make your own creation decisions or even create yourself. Coaching practice, when you have a really great coach, they're not just giving you ideas. They are sparking something inside you. So you have to bring to the table the openness to have the ideas. You have to bring to the table the openness that, yes, you are the genius. If you come to the table looking for your coach to be the genius, you're looking for the wrong thing.
Right.
Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. I also like when we're talking like the coaching versus consulting, when I think about consulting, like someone's going to come in and say, all right, you need to do this, 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 and this, and this, and this like regimen. And maybe it's like, they're going to be like, you need to go live 18 times a week and you need to like talk to 27 people every single
right.
day and like, you know, whatever. And like, what if that doesn't feel right to you?
Yes. Yes. And that's a part of this is, and you nailed it on the head, Tiara, when you said that, you know, they're telling you what to do. But the thing is, the what, there's a million whats that will get you to Rome. There are so many paths that lead to Rome. But the thing is that there is a right path for you that's not cookie cutter. If you want cookie cutter, go do a course. Go do a course on how to make 7 figures in 2 weeks. And then see how you turn out at the end of the 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
1% of the population gets to 7 figures in any sort of business. no matter what business you go into. And so be wary of those courses, first of all. But second of all, understand that you can get to seven figures, but it has to be your way. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to follow somebody else's tactics. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Follow step by step by step by step by step. This is how I did it, so you can do it too. That's not the way life goes. We have different things that come up in our life. We have different ways that we do things. Tiara's going to do things different than I do things. Mm-hmm. There's a million different ways to get there. A great coach isn't going to give you one strategy to get there. The great coach is going to see what works for you and have many different strategies up her sleeve to be able to direct and guide you like a tour guide in the direction of your dreams. And you're going to say, yes, that's the one. That's the one I want to go in. And then they check in with you. Then they see what the bumps in the road are to like that you're not, you know, oh, I can't do that because of this. And then we redirect and we go around that bump or we jump over that bump and we find different ways together to make that happen.
Yes. It's like, you know, some people, I feel like so many people fear failure and they're not willing to, as we talked about like earlier, like taste different things, try different things.
Yes.
So much about like, oh, I have to make six figures in my like first 9 months or whatever, otherwise I'm not successful. But success, right, to me, it's so many different things to so many different people, and really you got to find what success means to you. And I think that also kind of guides into like a little bit of life coaching. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of coaching yourself in life and being able to be self-aware when it comes to applying it to your business?
Almost every single business client that I have ever had needs life coaching along the way in order for them to get from maybe C to D. Or D to F or F to G, you know, on the path. And it's because the strategy of getting from A to B in business is one thing, but we have resistance that comes up that gets in the way of the law of attraction. The attracting in what that is, what you're trying to get. It also gets in the way of there's self-sabotage that happens all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Almost every single client I have has gone through some sort of self-saboteur.
Ding, ding, ding.
And yeah, so we have to be able to address that during the call. And if somebody is just a business coach, then it's not, you're going to need a life coach with it. That's all there is. You either need two coaches, one that's going to be in life and one that's going to be in business, and hopefully they align together. Or you get one coach that has both life and business that can help you. And that's something that I really learned going through. At first, I was a business coach. And I put soul with business, but I was mainly a business coach. But what I learned was as I was coaching through, I ended up doing even more life coaching than I thought was ever needed. I didn't realize it. I mean, in my own journey, I knew it was true for me, but I didn't realize it was true for so many other people. And when I addressed life and when people let me, and that's a thing too, a lot of times, a client will let you life coach because they're there for business.
Right.
And it so gets in the way. They get stubborn and it so gets in the way of the process. But if you as a client, and you were still asking that question, right, about like, how can you come as a client? If you can be open to that life coaching side, then your business will take off because you did the life coaching automatically, because law of attraction happens whether you're doing something or not with your business. I don't think many people like really get that.
Mm-hmm. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Sure. So we are always always 100% of the time attracting the vibration that we are putting out into the environment around us. So at all times, we're attracting something. Many times when we're working too hard in our business, we are actually, instead of attracting what we want, which is more clients, we want more followers, we want more this or that or the other, whatever it is we want in, we're actually repelling it because we're looking at what we're not getting. We're looking at the negative. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking at the negative, what do you get more of? The negative. Because your vibration is in that negative place, in that place of lack, you take in more lack. Nothing's going to come in. And so that's why, I mean, you can be working so hard. You can be doing all the things that, you know, your business coach is telling you to do and not getting anything. But when you place your focus on the good, on what's happening, like say, for instance, you're going live and you've got one viewer and they pop off.
Anyone have that happen? I know I
have. Yeah, it's so fine. Say you're going live and you get one viewer and they pop off. It's natural, okay? It's natural for us to say, oh, why am I not like this person? Or what am I doing wrong? Or why did that person leave? Or God, I just wish I could have like, you know, so many people on my live video. Like it's natural for us to do that, but it's also really a hindrance towards us attracting what we do want. And so how we flip it and how we get more people, or we flip it and get more clients, which I want more for you. I don't give a hoot about how many people come live on your videos. What I get a hoot over is the clients that are coming in that you can serve. Mm. When I put
that live views don't pay your
they don't. You can have a there are people out there. There are a lot of people out there that get a lot of live viewers that aren't selling anything because they don't know how. And they're not attracting it in through the law of attraction. It looks really good. It paints a really pretty picture, but they're not doing it because they come. And I know this I know this for a fact because they come to me privately and they come to me and ask me how I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. And so it's not about, I tell people this, it's not about the vanity metrics. So if we can flip that vanity metrics and say, who is going to see this? If only 50 people see my video, there's still 50 people that could be my clients.
Oh, yes.
And so I'm going to look at this and be like, you know what? I get excited about the 50 people seeing me right now. Ooh. It's so exciting to have 50 people going to be watching my recordings. It feels good to me. And when that starts happening, boom. All of a sudden you attract people in. That's one example of how the law of attraction truly works. It's such a cool ride. It's such a cool ride, especially when you get really in tune with it and you start practicing it. You practice and practice and practice this. You're going to notice times when you're looking at the vanity metrics and you're worrying about that. And then you don't get nothing. And then the other times when you're just loving life and you're just enjoying being present, you're just enjoying giving your gifts. And that's all you care about is like the fact that the perfect person is going to show up, and then they do. That's the work. That's the work, is being in a good feeling place. That's not work, is it? It's like doing nothing. So you can literally be doing nothing and all of a sudden you get a messenger and somebody's interested in your program. And last week you were working your butt off and not getting anything. Mm-hmm. There's so many good comments coming in.
Oh, yeah. So Angela asks, what would you say is the most important part of manifesting?
believing before you see it. Believing it before you see it to your core essence. And believing in the little things. You don't have to believe in the big, okay? So let's say you want to win. You want to attract $1 million. You don't have no care how it comes. It could come through the lottery or it could come through your business. Whatever it is, you want $1 million to manifest. The first step is to understand that that $1 million, saying it over and over and over, isn't necessarily going to win it for you, okay? Right. It's not going to get it. Because it's too big of a number for, the reason why it doesn't come to you is because it's too big of a number for you to really believe in first. And so the first, you got to drop it down to what you do believe or what you could believe or what's fun for you to believe. For instance, you can play a little game with yourself. Games are fun. They're light. The art of lightness is like another, like most important part is keeping it light. When you get too heavy about it, when you get too serious about it, you ruin the manifesting. So you got to keep the art of lightness and having fun. So you get this, you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to manifest checks in the mail. Random checks in the mail are going to come to me and it's going to be fun. I have no idea how this money is going to come, but it's just going to come.
Ooh,
and yeah. So you, and then you just leave it alone. You believe it. And then you leave it alone.
And believe then it and receive it.
Believe it and receive it, baby. So then all of a sudden you start getting checks in the mail. It's what you believe. Like if you don't believe that there's going to be checks in your mailbox, there's not going to be. So keep it light. I'm bound to run across a dime somewhere. You know, I'm going to manifest a dime. Let me manifest a dime. Pennies. Like whatever it is, just start talking about it, leaving it behind and seeing what happens. And the universe is going to show up to you in those small ways. And then you can raise the bar saying, you know, I am going to, if you always, okay, one thing I play with my clients is if they know for a fact they have a running record of getting 5 clients a month, let's say they get 5 clients a month and that's their record. They know they can get 5 clients a month. Now, let's play a game. Next month, five clients a month. Okay, Tiara, you can easily get that right.
Yeah.
Next month, can we get 7? And you're like, yeah. Right? Yeah? Okay, perfect. Let's go get 7. So we'll play that game and get 7 the next month. Then we'll play the game and get 10. Then we'll play the game and get 15. When they stop, when they don't manifest it, I know we have to back up. And we do it a little more. So like, let's say we don't hit 15. I say, okay, well, you know, you hit 12. So next month, let's get 13. And then they get 13. So inching up one by one is a great way to attract in a lighthearted way. And it's not asking you to get to $1 million, but all of a sudden you're halfway there by 6 months along because you did that process.
Baby steps.
Baby steps. Believable steps. Mm. Whatever you believe it will be.
I love that. I love that a lot. So I know that we've got some fun stuff coming up in 2020.
Much fun.
We've got fun stuff going on right now. Oh my gosh. We've got the sexy black dress challenge.
Yes.
We're 20 days away from 2020. So we've got some fun things going on there.
Not a full moon.
Full moon. Oh, if you didn't see Angela Kay's live, it was amazing. I highly recommend going over.
It really was.
Speaks the Enterprise and checking it out, and make sure you get your little moon ritual in this evening so you can just harness all of that energy for a beautiful 2020. We've got the Sovereign Cruise coming up.
Oh my word. Tiara, I just got swag bags for this cruise. Lots of fun. That's my favorite part. I love gifts.
That's my favorite. Oh my gosh. So with all of the fun things coming in 2020, can you give us a little like sneak peek about, like, you know, Alignment 2.0? Because I hear some things here and there about it.
Well, the big change, big evolution, big evolving is that Speakeasy private coaching community is being laid to rest for the new. All of the coaching clients that we currently have are moving into Alignment 2.0. They're getting grandmothered into some major, major stuff, which is awesome. But Alignment 2.0 for me is really the holistic view of what someone needs for the greatest success and happiness in their life. I believe in whole. I believe in the whole package. I believe that it doesn't take just one part, but it takes all parts to align for us to really feel, manifest, and get into like major manifesting. And so I believe that we need body work. Mm-hmm. I believe we need soul work. I believe we need business work. And so whatever phase you're in your journey, Speakeasy Enterprise is here to support that. So we've got Anna Kate as the helm running the show with body and all of the ambassadors supporting the body movement. Right now we're doing the Sexy Black Dress Challenge, and it's all about finding your sexy and your own confidence and your own ease with what you put into your body and how you move it. It's so important. It's such the basic part of how we manifest. And I just love it so much. So if you're just in that part, we're going to have a special, you know, program for that. Mm. And like, I mean, good Lord, Anna Kate already has over 50 recipes and over several different weeks worth of meal plans. She has workout plans. She has even playlists that you can get on iTunes Music that she has laid out for you right in the app. And right now, all of it is for free during the Sexy Black Dress Challenge. Mm-hmm. So you get a glimpse into what that's going to be. Soul is coming.
Ooh.
So much in soul. We're going to have things like Reiki, mm-hmm. Akashic healings, shaman practice. I mean, beautiful alignment work, soul work, prayer. All of these things are going to be a part of soul. It's a holistic view. It's non-religious. It's spiritual. It's finding your own spiritual path and allowing yourself to connect into who you are. So if you're on that journey, you can pick that journey. And then we have, of course, our business, which is evolving to this beautiful space where we have leaders and ambassadors to help one-on-one experience. My big thing with business is that you always receive a one-on-one experience. And I've collected the most beautiful and intelligent and soul-driven experts in their fields to be able to serve in this business realm. I'm so excited for people to have choice when it comes to coaches, mm-hmm. and to have it at a fair price for people just starting out in their coaching practices that can't afford, you know, $200-$500 a month when they first start, but they, you know, eventually they'll evolve to that. Yeah. But right now in their coaching practice, they still need that one-on-one experience. They still need courses to support them, and they don't have $100 here and $1,000 there to put in to their business. One small price for one-on-one coaching and courses that are going to get them from here to there in business. If you want all of it, there's going to be a significantly discounted price if you get all three of those. And it's called Alignment 2.0.
I feel so good. Yeah.
I know.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
That wine looks so good. What are you drinking?
I have a Petit Sirah this evening. And it's delightful.
Is it where is it from?
It is from Temecula.
Temecula.
Yeah.
That sounds lovely. Does it have a little spice to it?
It's got a little bite to it. It definitely would do really well. Like, it's been going really well. I've made chili this week.
Ooh.
Really chili.
Yum.
So that's what I had open in the fridge. Last night I was drinking Tempranillo, which was phenomenal.
I love Tempranillo. So good. So good.
So it's all about balance. I have a little hot water with lemon and I have my wine.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
I love it. Oh, Did I put some in the chili? Angela Kay, no, I did not. I did not put one.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
It's a great idea. I love, especially in terms of pairing, if you know you want to drink a wine with a certain dish, if you add that wine into like the sauce or whatever, it's going to just help amplify those like flavors and like making it combine and
awesome. Like a good, like, pasta sauce, you know, with a little of my, I would say meat, but I don't eat meat, but I do eat the ground, crumbles of my favorite is the Beyond Meat crumbles that I put in there. It's really, really good. I would put some wine in there too, like a good cab or something, or Merlot. I love a good Merlot.
I love it. Red wine just makes me happy, especially during this time of year.
Yes.
It's chilly out.
It's very soulful.
Yes. Very soulful. So did you have anything else that you would like to share before we hop off?
You know, you can't go wrong when you lead with your soul. And don't do it alone. You know, find your tribe, love them hard, and get a great coach.
I love that. I love that a lot. Don't do it alone.
Yeah.
It's so much more easeful and so much more fun when you have others with you. So if you don't have a tribe, I invite you to our tribe. In the Soul Social Tribe, as part of the Speakeasy Enterprise, and the Speakeasy app, because we're some beautiful people and we have a lot of fun.
We do. Oh my God. Every day.
Thank you so much, Bea, for joining us today.
Oh my God. Thank you. I love doing this with you. Like, life is so much better because you're in it with me.
Oh. Same goes to you.
Thanks.
Yes, Angela K., get yourself a coach.
Yeah, get yourself a coach.
Yes. All right, friends. Have a beautiful rest of your Thirsty Thursday. Thank you so much for your time. And your
I love
water.
You guys.
Love you so much. If you know anyone that needs to hear this message, please share this out. Have a good night. Love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Thank you so much for listening, friend. It is so greatly appreciated. Now, if you've got some value, if you loved what we chatted about today, please share it out with your friends and family and show some love in the comments. Thank you again. It means the world to me.